Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when your mind's a hurricane of negativity? Like a swarm of angry mosquitoes buzzing around your head, just draining your energy and just killing the whole day. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This isn't a permanent state of being. Today, we're diving deep into some seriously powerful strategies for managing those pesky negative thoughts and emotions, turning that inner hurricane into a peaceful oasis. Because let's be real, life is tough enough without adding fuel to the fire of negativity. So, how do we actually tame this mental beast? Well, get ready because I'm about to drop some stoic wisdom that's gonna change your game. First up, remember that it's not about ignoring or suppressing those negative feelings, they're part of the human experience. It's about acknowledging them without letting them take over your entire world. Think of it like this. Imagine you see a scary spider in your bathroom. You don't want to ignore it, right? But you also don't need to scream and run out of the house, do you? A little bit of hey, there you are, buddy, followed by a con time for me to grab a broom and relocate you is usually enough. Same deal with our negative thoughts and emotions. We acknowledge them, we understand their presence, but we don't let them dictate our actions or our day. Second up, practice self-awareness like your life depends on it. That means paying attention to those thought patterns or triggers then. When do they pop up most often? Are there any specific situations that send your negativity through the roof? Once you know your triggers, you can start developing coping mechanisms and strategies to handle them head-on. Think of it like mapping out a treasure hunt. The more you know about the terrain, the better equipped you are to find that hidden treasure, in this case, inner peace. Now, let's talk about reframing those negative thoughts. Ever notice how sometimes our brains can play tricks on us? Like when you stub your toe and think, of course I tripped, instead of, oops, my foot met an unexpected object. It's all about perspective, folks. Challenge those negative thoughts with more balanced and realistic ones. Instead of I'm going to fail this presentation, try I've prepared well, and I'll do my best. Remember, your inner voice is a powerful thing. Choose to be your own cheerleader, not your biggest critic. Speaking of self-compassion, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend going through a rough patch. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge that setbacks are part of the journey, and celebrate even the smallest victories. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's more like climbing a mountain with occasional stumbles and detours. Finally, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Taking a few moments each day to focus on your breath, your surroundings, or simply being present in the moment can do wonders for calming your mind and shifting your perspective. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mental state. It's like taking a mini vacation from the chaos of everyday life, and trust me, everyone deserves a little escape now and then. Okay, so let's say you're in a meeting and your boss just dropped some news that completely threw you off. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and those negative thoughts start creeping in. I can't handle this, what if I mess up? The whole nine yards. But here's where our stoic wisdom comes in handy. First, take a deep breath. Acknowledge that feeling of overwhelm, but don't let it control you. Then try reframing those thoughts. Instead of thinking I can't handle this, think this is a challenge and I'm capable of figuring it out. Remember, every situation is an opportunity to learn and grow. Remember, folks, managing negative thoughts and emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be good days and bad days. But by consistently practicing these strategies, self-awareness, reframing, self-compassion, and mindfulness, you can cultivate a more resilient and positive mindset. And that, my friends, is a superpower worth having. So, what's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share it with me on social media. Tag #calmandconfident and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking those inner storms. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.